Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think when you show the examples when it's right, you know, okay, this is what we look like, this is what it needs to be. When you find like the ups and downs, that's the part that is frustrating for everybody. You know, like, yes here, no here. Yes here, no here. And so I think I referred to it last week. Sometimes you see somebody overtrying and getting out of a gap. I didn't sense that tonight, honestly. Like, frustration for, like, why it's not, why we're not executing, why we're not hitting our marks. But I didn't feel like somebody was, you know, way out of space. Like, I'm going to go try to make this play on this one. But I'll have a better chance to look at that tonight. Anger, frustration are like the normal emotions you'd expect everybody to have right now.
All right, that's Commanders head coach Dan Quinn on what he saw out of the defense. Well, I mean, listen, far be it for me to say nobody was out of gaps. Part of the problem, like on the Jahmyr Gibbs 43-yard touchdown run, nobody was in a gap. I don't know if they were out of a gap, but they weren't in a gap. That was the problem. Right? One guy got his hand diving on his leg, whimpering. One guy. Otherwise, he was untouched. So their problem was not that they were out of gaps. They weren't in gaps because they weren't in plays. They were being manhandled. 301-230-0980. Back to the phones we go. Right here on a misery Monday, let's go to Steve in Columbia. Next up to lead off hour number two. Steve, how are you?
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
What's up, Steve?
Let me ask you, what more do you think Joe Witt needs to do for some of you to think that he shouldn't be fired? That's one thing.
Uh-huh.
Also, I'm looking at Adam Peters. I put him about 75% for what's going wrong, mm-hmm. because he's the one that chose the players, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm going down to the coaching.
Right.
So we keep talking about, you know, Dan Quinn, you know, fine. He's great, whatever. But evidently there's something going on at the park. And I believe your colleague, Nikki Javala, mm-hmm. wrote an article a couple months ago in which she said that something was different
yep.
at camp. The vibe she was feeling just wasn't there. And she predicted kind of what we're seeing.
Well, and Nikki did write that, and she predicted 8-9. Saw a lot. I felt a lot of that. I would mention it every day, but it was impossible to say, like, if it would definitively carry over. And it was the vibe that all of us that were out at camp almost every day got was it was too soft. It was too easy. It was too light. It was too,
right.
like, again, loosey-goosey. And I talked myself into thinking, well, maybe it's because they played 20 games last year, you know, and he's trying to ease up and ramp up. But if that was the thought process, Steve, then it better not be the same thought process next year. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because they ain't no 20 games next year, and there ain't no NFC Championship game next year.
But let me just say this, too. Adam Peters, to me, he took a gamble. He bet that those same aging vets were going to come back and produce again. But history usually tells us that that does not happen. So I think he miscalculated there, and he miscalculated by overpaying for Kinlaw, and also he miscalculated how he dealt with Terry. Whether we want to agree with how that went down or not, Terry was not only a captain, but he was well-respected in that locker room. And then some of them guys that they got rid of evidently must have been really good locker room guys. So I don't know. So something else is going on out there. I don't know what, but it's embarrassing, man. That game looked like games from Jack Del Rio and Ron Rivera era. I was at the Seattle game last week. It's pathetic, man. That's all I got to say. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. As far as Joe Witt goes, listen, nobody is saying that he is not to fault. But if you're going to say in the same phone call, and he's right, that this team has bad personnel, bad talent, aging veterans, injuries, what have you, then that's probably your answer. Now, I would say this. What has hurt them the most is the guys that they were counting on to be as good as they were last year or to take a step forward. Quan Martin, Mikey Sanristil, even Marshawn Lattimore, Frankie Louvu, Javonte Jean-Baptiste. All of those guys either got injured or they've taken a major step back. Now, is that the coach? Well, last year when they played well, the same coach was in charge. So is that the player or is that the coach? Did the coach forget how to program their buttons the wrong way in the back battery compartment? You know, did the coach forget to do that, how to do that for Quan Martin? For Mikey Sanristil. Now, you can argue, hey, man, Mikey Sanristil's better outside than inside. Based on a smaller sample size, yes, last year it appeared that way. Yes. But I would also say that playing the slot is harder than playing outside. Because you don't have a boundary in the slot. Right? And you're dealing with some cyborgs in the slot. Amon-Ra St. Brown's not a cyborg physically, but he's a cyborg in terms of talent, skill, route running, catching the ball, separating, right? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Lap next up. What up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
What's shaking, Lap? What's going on?
Hey, well, you know, they banking on Jaden, you know, being a superhero instead of getting pieces around him. And like Mark and Lago always said, you know, he blamed Adam Peters, you know what I'm saying, with the talent. You can't coach up a team, you know what I'm saying, if you ain't got no type of talent. But then where's the respect? Where's the pride? You know what I'm saying? Like, these dudes ain't like everybody all week. All these opponents we played the last couple of weeks, they picked everybody against us. So where's your pride? There is no fighter, no dog in them. And like the last caller said, it's looking like Ron Rivera. And I told you, I like Dan Quinn, but I ain't want to bring that nonsense over here that he did with Atlanta in Dallas. And I told everybody that even when we hired him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I mean, last year I looked like a genius for championing Dan Quinn, and this year I look like a fool.
Well, no, I think he's a good coach, man, but it don't seem like he learned much from when he was a head coach last. I thought he would, you know, look to improve some things. And to your credit, you said with Von Miller, Von Miller's a smart guy, so he knows, but he just doesn't understand what we feel when, you know, being fans in this area, man. It's just a lot we had to endure. So this is just like a walk in the park for us, man. We used to this hardship. So I say give these guys one more year. You know, Joe Witt, he could go for sure, but I blame everybody. Because even when we were somewhat healthy, you know, Dan Quinn, everybody didn't look good. Jaden Daniels didn't look. Marcus Mariota didn't look good. Like, everybody don't look good across the board. So I blame it on everybody. Yeah. But we need to get younger. We need to get some talent. And them veteran dudes can go. Bobby Wagner and all them guys can go, man.
Well, I mean, I think it's – I would be surprised, even as great of leaders as they are, if Bobby Wagner, if Von Miller, if Zach Ertz are all here next year. I mean, I would be very surprised. And that doesn't mean they're bad guys or bad players. It just means at some point you have to exchange leadership and character for speed, athleticism, talent, ability to do different things creatively within – the scheme. I appreciate the phone call, Lap. Thank you. By the way, as bad as the Commanders' run defense has been over the last month, and again, they got scorched for the for 228 yards. My computer's dead, so I don't have everything right in front of me. Let me see here. 200 and oh gosh, I had this. Sorry, guys. Total rush yards. 226 net rushing yards for the Detroit Lions. As bad as it was, again, last night, because the Commanders were actually good when they were healthy stopping the run, when Dorrance Armstrong was there, when Dietrich Wise was there, when Will Harris was there, because they were actually pretty good in that area, as bad as it's been lately, the Commanders are averaging now allowing 134.4 yards per game defensively against the rush. That is only 23rd in the NFL. Teams that are worse, the Bears, the Jets, the Dolphins, who they play this week, the Titans, the Cowboys, the Falcons, the Bills, the Giants, and the Bengals. Think about how bad their run defense has been over the last month. And think about the fact that they are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 teams ahead of them in terms of stopping the run. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Scott in Gaithersburg next up. What's up, Scott? How are you?
I'm all right, Chris. Long time, first time. How are you?
Nice to have you aboard, Scotty. Thank you. I appreciate you. Hope you had a good weekend despite, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a lot of good points. A lot of the callers have sort of shared what I was thinking, too. I can't help but think of that I've been sort of desensitized to the problems with the team because of the Snyder era and things mm-hmm. along those lines. I think in many ways, Peters was hamstrung by the poor draft record of the previous regime. A lot of the depth that you would be building upon, he had to really start from scratch, which I think, it made his job that much tougher. They probably in some ways were hampered by the fact they were successful last year and the decision was made to run it back. And obviously, in hindsight, it wasn't the right call. So I'm optimistically hoping they lose the rest of their games, so they can trade back and get more draft picks and get more bites of the apple. But I think that in many ways this team has a lot of building to do mm-hmm. to get to be prominent again. Obviously, if we can get Jaden some talent and the defense some defensive line play to help the secondary, I think we're going to see a rinse and repeat unless we can make a difference.
Well, I mean, clearly they need a lot, right? But let's rewind on something that you said. Lose the rest of their games so that they can get a high draft pick and then trade back, right? That's an interesting concept because right now they're angling coming into the weekend. I think they were ninth overall. I haven't seen the updated number, so maybe they're eighth, whatever the case might be. If they lose the rest of their games, let's just say, or even just win one game, they're probably and likely going to have a top five pick. But what you're saying, and I hadn't really thought about it this way, everybody would say, oh, top five pick, oh, we can add a stud. Yes, you can do that. But you can also, to your point, trade back or feel almost forced to trade back from, say, five or six to, 11 or 12 or 13 or wherever so that you can get volume because you have so many holes, so many needs on both offense and defense.
I would settle for somebody in the 20s and a second rounder to replace on the Tunsil trade. It's all about bites of the apples, right?
Like, yeah.
Lane and CMC's brother Luke, they've shown flashes, but they're not there yet. Yep. So, the more bites of the apple that you're going to get, the more likelihood you're going to have of success. I mean, some of the players have flashes, but nobody's really there yet. Yep. So, to me, I'd rather have a late first. you know, obviously Connerly has played all season. Has he been great? No, but he's getting experience. I'd rather have a late first and a second, and maybe or two high seconds and a third or something along those lines to give us more talent, because candidly, I think that's where we're lacking now. And roster construction as it was, I don't think has been really good. I think they banked on a lot of guys, and the injury bug is absolutely crushed them.
No, great call. Thank you. Make sure you call back again, Scott. Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a great week. I think Scott makes a lot of good points. If they finish up with five or six in the draft, right? You can trade down and still not trade down out of the top 10. That's legal, you know. You don't have to trade from 5 or 6 down to 23. Now, if you're going that far, you damn well better pick up a lot in return. And obviously the price tag would be, but you get the point. It better be like you just couldn't resist. And it makes all the sense in the world. But, like, you can go from 5 to 7 or 5 to 8 and pick up a second-round pick and drop back a few spots. Because, to Scott's point, we did this last week. They don't have a second-round pick. They don't have a fourth-round pick. So when this team has multiple needs, a ton of free agents, and an aging roster or an already aged-out roster, they're going to need every ounce of help they can get. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to AP in Laurel. What up, AP? How are you, pal?
Mr. Rooster, how you doing, sir?
Hello, AP. What's going on?
First things first, just echoing Athens and Annapolis. I hope you have a good trip.
Yeah, thank
productive
you.
One, but most importantly, I hope you get some you time. And
yeah,
you
thank
break.
You. I'm going to try. Going with some good people, so I appreciate that. Thank you, and happy Veterans Day, of course, to you and everybody that has served our country in whichever way that you have, and we can't do it without you. And, you know, we'll have a little bit of a different schedule tomorrow because of the holiday. But then Linnell will be in Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then I'll be back. I won't be back until next Tuesday. So a week from tomorrow. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've never traveled overseas. So looking forward to it. Thank you.
Okay, well, you know, definitely safe travels. And yeah, we look to see you back soon.
Appreciate you.
But, just touching on just what we've seen thus far. You know, this new regime, they've been talking about the culture and the brotherhood. And I was drinking the Kool-Aid. I was loving it. You know, I was just like, all right, finally, you know, we're a respected team. We have the adults in the building. We're, you know, the prisoners are not running the asylum anymore. But after seeing what I saw from De'Ron Payne yesterday, I'm just like, in the words of the late Vince Lombardi, what the hell is going on? Like, seriously. Like, because, you know, we hear from Linnell talking about, you know, Captain Slogan and all that.
I believe it's like, Sergeant Slogan, which, I mean, it's funny. I mean, don't get me wrong. I laugh when I hear him say that, but because he's the radio equivalent of the head coach equivalent. So I love that he busts Dan Quinn's chops about that when he's exactly that way on the radio.
I was going to say, if it's getting under Linnell's skin, then yeah, we might have a problem in D.C. But no, on a serious note, it's just like we're not seeing the players live up to this brotherhood, to this, you know, this newfound leadership. Like, you know, it's not translating on the field. And I know we don't have any of the front office scandal issues anymore, but, you know, echoing Mark and Largo, we really do need to take a hard look at Adam Peters and get off this honeymoon trip. And we got to, like, start taking a we got to start having the tough conversations because, I mean, bottom line, people can want Joe Witt to be fired all day, but players coach and players – I mean, coaches coach and players execute, and we're just not seeing it. And we already know we're very – we were deficient in talent before the season started. And because of injury, we're that much more deficient. And I get it, Ron left the covered bed, but, you know, Adam Peters, you've been here for 2 years now almost. You've had two drafts. And right now, the issues that we're seeing on field are from the players you picked. Because everybody that Ron has let go, that you had, you know,
right.
got rid of, as far as Ron Rivera's, you know, picks and acquisitions, they're gone.
But I would only say this, though. You're right. But those players mm-hmm. not being such busts means they're not in year three, year four, year five, whatever it might be, in the prime of their career, trying to fill all these holes. Mm-hmm. And maybe they wouldn't have had to trade for Lattimore. And maybe they wouldn't have had to trade, in their opinion, for Tunsil or whoever. Maybe they wouldn't have had to do all that if those players were good and if those players worked. They mm-hmm. didn't. So now, yes, they're not here to cause you those problems, because they're not good enough, mm-hmm. but they're also not here, which causes a further problem, if that makes sense.
It does. And what I will say also is I'm looking at the trade acquisitions and or draft picks that he's made versus the ones that were out there. And I really can't, you know, pinpoint, like, who was on the board when he chose this person or what have you. And then as far as free agents that are elsewhere, did he, and that's like the 30 for 30 that we won't know until they actually disclose the information to us, do we really know what they tried to do to bring talent here? Because yeah. we thought coming into this season, oh, we got Jaden Daniels. Who wouldn't want to play with Jaden Daniels?
Right.
But we look at the skill positions and we're like, damn, this is the best we could do?
Well,
but
you know, yeah, they went out and got Debo Samuel, who was they thought was a perfect pairing. And listen, I appreciate JP. I appreciate the kind mm-hmm. words. As always, again, happy Veterans Day. I got to let you run. But, I mean, we could play the, well, if they would have done this and, well, if they would have done that. I mean, I could say the same thing. Emmanuel Forbes drafted one spot ahead of Christian Gonzalez. And I said that night, we'll find out in a couple of years whether Ron Rivera knows what he's talking about, or whether Bill Belichick is still Bill Belichick and still knows defensive players. And even though it didn't work out for Belichick long-term with Christian Gonzalez in Houston, in New England, he made the right pick. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. More of your calls, more of your reaction. Coming up, Daron Payne suspended for one game. What do you make of that? And if you were Dan Quinn, if you were Adam Peters, how would you handle Daron Payne moving forward, not this offseason, but this season, period, on the Team 980?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Last year, you guys seemed to figure out the identity early in the year. You've been on a lot of teams. Why has it been so hard this year for that?
Every year is very unique. Every year poses different challenges. With that being said, I don't really know, and I think that's why we are all standing here today, kind of where we're at. So it's going to take a collective effort to get this thing going in the right direction. But with that being said, I believe in these guys.
All right, that's Marcus Mariota with John Keim from ESPN last night. Yeah, it's going to take a collective effort. Sure, that sounds great, but does that mean that there's been too many individual agendas? I don't know. I don't know what he meant by that. He had another interesting comment, did Mariota, that I heard on the Junkies this morning. We'll try and get that up for you in a little bit. But, I mean, he's the starting quarterback for the short-term future. We don't have any idea when Jaden Daniels is going to come back. I mean, it could be Denver after the bye. More likely, I would assume, into December. But, I mean, look at Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's coming back early, or at least that's the plan right now. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. Let's go to John in Oklahoma. What up, Johnny? How are you?
Hey, I've been better, Chris. I'll tell you that for sure. How you doing, buddy?
I'm okay. How are you? Yeah. I mean, yeah, this weekend was quite the epic poop show.
I tell you. I knew they was going to be waiting on us after last year's playoff game. So there wasn't a team in the NFL that owned the Lions more than we owned them back in the day, but now they turned that around. This team, one thing I can say, I'm going to try to make it short and sweet. The defensive line helps the defensive backfield better than anything. They need to draft defensive linemen and start there. The defense will help the offense quicker than anything also. And there's an elephant in the room. I'm going to let you think about it for a while. What was all this winning supposed to make us forget about? And I'll listen for the rest of the day. Thanks for having my call, Chris.
All right. Thank you, John. I assume he means by elephant in the room what happened on Saturday, I guess. I don't know. This weekend absolutely sucked. By the way, thank you. Thank you for ruining the entire weekend. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. It's awesome. Let's quickly go to the real... No. Let's go to Jason and Laurel and get Jason in here so he can get back to his day. What up, Jace? How are you?
What's up, Chris? How you doing, buddy?
All right, Jace. What's going on?
Not much. Hey, safe travels.
Thank you, pal. Appreciate you.
That's really cool. I've never been to Spain.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, never been. I've been to Canada. I've been to the Caribbean. I've never been overseas. So looking forward to it.
Hey, do yourself a favor and take an index card and make sure you have the address and the phone number to the embassy on the index card and have it with you everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Travel tip with you.
Oh, good. Good idea.
So, the game. I don't think they'll win another game. By the way, I hope they don't win another game this year because I want the best draft pick available. And, you know, Elvis blaming Joe Witt, I don't think it's his fault. It's not Adam Peters' fault either. 2000 to 2023, they're like 21-42, 21-43, something like that. And if you look at the draft picks from those years, there's only like three guys still on the team, and none of them are first-round picks.
Yep. Yep.
You know, it's not Peters. You know, Peters obviously isn't responsible for that, but the cupboard was bare. And I think what they did last year was amazing. But again, I think people forget this league is designed for parity. And we did what we did last year because we had a last-place schedule. Now we have similar roster and a first-place or second-place schedule. And it's not the same. I think you probably need 15 to 20 players away. I think we got a good coaching staff. I do think we got a lot of good people. But we're an aging roster, and, you know, it ain't going to get fixed in 1 year.
Yeah.
I think we'll look better next year.
I agree.
But we're not a Super Bowl team next year either.
No, don't think so.
Now, if Jaden's healthy, which hasn't been the case this year, and we catch, you know, the inside straight like we did last year, yeah, maybe we make a deep playoff run. And make no mistake, from moving forward, if Jaden is healthy playing, we always have a shot in any game that we play.
Mm-hmm.
But when he's not healthy and the whole rest of the team isn't healthy, this is what we got. It's a depleted roster. And that's not AP's fault. He inherited a lot of this. He's tried to improve it. You know, I do worry that, you know, DQ could lose the locker room. But I don't know how many of these guys are still going to be around in a couple years. But I hope you have a great trip, man.
Thank you, Jace. I appreciate you very much. Thank you for everything. Let you run on that. We'll do a quick trending alert and then back to your calls on the other side. 301-230-0980. What was that that sleeping giant or whatever that Johnny in Oklahoma referred to? I have some thoughts on that coming up. Plus, Giants making big moves. We'll tell you about it right here, right now. Yeah, indeed. After another big blown double-digit lead, the Giants have decided to fire head coach Brian Daboll. They've named offensive coordinator Mike Kafka their interim head coach after, again, blowing a double-digit lead in the second half in Chicago. On top of that, Jackson Dart was knocked out of the game with a concussion. He's had plenty of those evaluations and issues so far this year. Second time already that the Giants have lost a game by leading by at least 10 points with under 4 minutes remaining. You may remember the disaster in Denver just a couple of weeks ago. Joe Shane will remain as the team's general manager and lead the search for the next head coach, so says owner John Mara. Meanwhile, Deron Payne suspended for one game this Sunday in Madrid against the somewhat surging Miami Dolphins. Now, he can appeal. We haven't had word on that just yet, but certainly his teammate Frankie Louvu, for a different violation, won his appeal and avoided a one-game suspension last week to play in last night's game against the Detroit Lions. Joe Burrow, speaking of getting back to play, he is planning on at least trying to return for Thanksgiving night against the Baltimore Ravens. Burrow and the Bengals opening up the 21-day practice window. He was expected to be out until mid-December with foot surgery, but way ahead of schedule. And the Capitals return to the ice tomorrow night in Raleigh, where they lost a second-round playoff series last year. Rivalry renewed with the Carolina Hurricanes after losing to the Tampa Bay Lightning on Saturday night. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I walked out of the studio a little bit ago, and the DOC, Richard Doc Walker, who is coming up burgundy and gold today at 4 o'clock today. I mean, thank goodness we get a little bit of calmness, a little bit of rationality, a little bit of sanity restored in the 4 o'clock window. But the DOC, man, he doesn't miss. You know how, like, Dan Quinn says they don't miss a mark on the return-to-play protocol? They don't miss a mark. They hit every step. And then they don't hit every step? The DOC walked out, and AMAC and I walked out together separately. Together? Separately? You get the idea. From different doors. And Doc is just poking the bear, saying, yeah, we're like WFAN and breaking in and out of Jets talk to talk about Brian Daboll. I mentioned Brian Daboll in the news updates, in the flashes, the trending alerts. Have I talked about Brian Daboll other than that? No. But the Doc can't miss a chance to just dig the barb in. Just dig it in. That's why we love him. That's why we love him. He's coming up at 4 o'clock today, right here on the Team 980 Burgundy and Gold today. Let's get back to the phones and say hello to the fake rooster. I mean, the real rooster in Hagerstown. Cock-a-doodle-doo to you, rooster.
Cock-a-doodle-doo to you, rooster. First off, safe travels, my man.
Thank
safe
you.
Travels.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you.
Couple things on my mind. One, I want to say how embarrassed I am at our fans last night not getting into politics, but how embarrassed I was last night when the president, like him or not, was announcing some of the bets and they booed him last night while he was doing that. You should be ashamed of yourself for doing that, whether you like him or not. Second of all, this whole Deron Payne, if I'm Adam Peters, I'm telling him to pack his bags and hit the ground running. I'm done. I'm done with him being that way. I'm done with him not showing up. I'm just done with him. He needs to go somewhere and get away.
So Deron Payne has another year left on his contract after this year, right? I fully expect them to try and trade him, and then ultimately, I think I want to say I think they should. I think they would cut him, but I don't have the total faith and total confidence that I should that they would do that. And it's not just because of this incident last night. It's because of a just continuous lack of consistency, if that makes sense. And I know some of his PFF grades are fine and good and whatever. And I get that he probably does more than I give him credit for or that many others give him credit for. But you know the difference between, like, what a dominant defense or a really good defensive lineman does and what Deron Payne does. So is he good at times? Yes, nobody would deny that. Is he just okay, just meh at times? Yes, and the problem is it's too many times. And then you throw in dumb things like he did last night, and it'll make you pull your hair out.
Yep. I got one more thing for you, Rooster.
Yes, sir.
Because you're such a smart guy.
I'm such a smart rooster.
If you're the coach of this team,
so are you too.
What in the world would you do to change this team with the players you have right now?
It's a great question. It's a great question because the answers that they give are answers that they give because they don't have the real answers. So what they're banking on is hoping that they can reunite the brotherhood and the unselfishness and come together and bond and all this and take on the world when everybody has counted them out. And some of that psychology works. So, obviously, I mean, I understand part of that. I'm not killing them for that because what else can they say? But the real thing that I would start to do, real rooster, okay, is kind of like what we're talking about with Deron Payne. I'd start benching people because it can't get any worse. You know,
I think you're right.
Yeah, you want to bench Deron Payne? Bench Deron Payne after the suspension.
Yeah, benching for the rest of the year. Let him sit there and realize what the hell he did.
I think at that point you start getting into grievance territory, if not sooner than that. So you got to be careful about how you do it. But
okay,
let's be honest.
Two plays a game.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I mean, you know, nobody says he's got to play 38 plays a game, or whatever it is.
Yeah, what was that? What was Fat Boy's name? Haynesworth. Look what they did to him.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Thank you, Real Rooster.
But anyway, fate travels, my man.
I appreciate
Hopefully, maybe you stay over there.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll make sure I'm crowing all the way in Madrid and Barcelona just for you. Okay. Hopefully, you can hear me. There you go, baby. Appreciate you.
That was an impressive crow.
You think?
That was a very impressive crow.
You think that was a better crow than I could put out?
Let's do it. Let's hear it. Yes, way better. Not even close.
What?
That's not even close.
Oh, come on. I thought we were on the same
page. We're cool. I just gotta keep it honest over here.
Bruno in Gaithersburg next up. Bruno, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Russell?
What's up, Bruno?
I was watching the game, and I really just want to point out there was like three missed tackles on plays that could have been stopped before a touchdown. They all resulted in touchdowns. I mean, like 6-7 yards away from the end zone, and they're just breaking through tackles.
How about the little one? Was it Jahmyr? Can't remember. If it was Jahmyr Gibbs, Jameson Williams. I'm sorry. It was Jameson Williams passing touchdown. He caught it, and he cross-faced like three or four different defenders at the two-yard line, and each of them like gave a half-hearted effort, and nobody even came close to tackling him.
Right. And that's the and my point that out, bring that up, is because now what are we doing with Jaden Daniels when he comes back if half of our defense or all of our defense is not even putting any effort into tackling? You know, we're just setting up Daniels to get beat off on. We're going to be, you know, losing behind the ball, behind the line, however you want to call that. And he's going to be put into harm's danger, you know. So I find like something needs to be taught. Like you said, benching someone needs to be done. Firing needs to be done. I mean, there is a play. There was a fourth and one or something, and there's not a player, a defensive player, that's 20 yards away from the guy who caught the ball. I think someone pointed out on a post.
Yep.
20 yards?
Yeah. And there was a I think was it fourth and one? Maybe it wasn't fourth and one. I don't know. Maybe I'm confusing the two. But early on in the game, Amon-Ra St. Brown, there was like a 16-yard flat catch. There was nobody within 10 yards of him. And it was like third and one.
And I'm saying, like, this is starting out from the beginning of the game. It's not like, oh, they were tired in the third quarter and, they broke through.
I'm with you.
This is not the first game. Four games in a row getting blown out by 21 or more. First team, I believe, in 23 years.
I mean, and actually, we did the research last night, updated 2019 Dolphins of 20 or more. It's 20 or more. The 2019 Dolphins. Before that, it was the 2002 Arizona Cardinals. But either way, it's atrocious. I don't know how long you've been listening, but I started the show by saying it's not the losing that bothers me. I mean, the losing bothers you, right? You don't want to lose. It's the complete uncompetitiveness. Just lack of competition, period, whatsoever. And that's the problem. Bruno, I got to let you run. I appreciate it. Good to hear from you. 249, Team 980. More of your calls, more of your reaction. Dan Quinn's going to address reporters at 3. I got to be honest with you. I'm tempted not to bring it just because I don't think there's going to be anything interesting. But I'll have a better decision for you in a couple of minutes on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, approaching 3 o'clock right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app. One more hour, and then I'm gone for a week. Heading off to Barcelona and then Madrid. So tomorrow we'll have a simulcast because of the Veterans Day holiday. Linnell will be in the rest of the week, Wednesday through Friday. Nick Ashew a week from today. And then I'll be back on Tuesday. And AMAC will be here all along, right?
Let's go.
Let's do it. Sports Talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, like a competitive effort from the Commanders. But you can count. Always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, let's squeeze in a call here before the top of the hour. Let's go to the Mark and Largo Show. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Chris, how you doing, man?
Hello,
hey,
Mark.
Look. Have safe travels here.
Thank
Believe
you.
It or not, we want you to come back safely and everything.
Really? For you. Really?
You
I appreciate that.
I really mean it.
Thank you.
I really mean that, seriously. Look, Chris, I don't know why you haven't figured it out yet. I said this on the B. Mitch and Finley show earlier. I know they thought I was crazy, and you probably heard it. But, Chris, this is going to sound crazy, but it's what I'm going to say, and I don't care if anybody hears it. I think this team has made a revolt. They've quit, not on their coaching staff. I think this is on management. That's why you don't see Dan Quinn doing anything. That's why you don't see Cliff Kingsbury doing anything. I think there's a clip, and this is the reason why I said this to you a month ago. I said they will not fire Joe Witt because Dan Quinn will always say to Josh Harris, for the last two drafts, I've been wanting to get a defensive end in the draft. Hasn't been done yet. I think this is a clear-cut quit job on management, not on the coaching staff. Now, I personally don't think nothing is going to happen to Adam Peters. But I do think these people who are calling up here saying, You got to give Adam some time. Here's the problem that I think that Adam has done. When I look at the Rams, 50% of their secondary is by former players that were drafted in the first or seventh round. You know, when you look at other players that he let go in the last 2 years, everyone says the cupboard was bare. Okay, fine. Then why is the cupboard going to other teams and being a major contributor? Well, we're sitting back here getting other players,
right,
and it's just not working.
I mean, that is a fair question, right? I mean, because those guys have – I mean, if you look at it, Emmanuel Forbes. Now, Jamin Davis, Fedarian Mathis, Chase Young's been a little up in the – like those guys –
Emmanuel Forbes and Cam Curl.
Well,
I wasn't the biggest Cam Curl fan.
Right, and they didn't want to pay Cam Curl what Cam Curl was asking for. It wasn't like they didn't try. It wasn't like they didn't like him. But Jeremy Chinn, kind of the same thing. Guys outpriced themselves, right? So I understand those a little bit more. The Emmanuel Forbes one looks bad right now because he's actually playing pretty decently in Los Angeles. Yeah. And again, there's reasons for that, but maybe they do need to be more patient with guys. Maybe they do need to figure out a way.
Well, Chris, here's the other thing too, man. And look, I love you, Chris. You know, I love you.
I love you too.
A lot of people in this town hated Dan Snyder, yes. And I get it. I totally get it. But sometimes, Chris, I think the hatred towards Dan Snyder has really messed up their judgment of the players that was drafted by either Bruce Allen or Ron Rivera. Not all of them were bad pickups. And that's why I think Adam Peters did what he did to Terry McLaurin, because in his mind, oh, he's a former Ron Rivera. If you notice, everybody that Ron Rivera picked, Adam kind of urinated on.
I'm gonna leave you right there because it's an interesting point. I gotta run. I'm up against the top of the hour. It's an interesting point. One that I didn't really super duper think about. I don't know if Adam Peters is sitting there going, he's drafted by, Bruce Allen. Let me not pay him. I don't think it's that, but I do think there is something to. Well, this wasn't our guy. This wasn't the guy we picked. And we think there might be a shelf life. And sometimes they're right, and sometimes they're wrong. And this year they've been a lot more wrong, and last year they were a lot more right. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.